Cleveland Street Flea Market is a colorful, noisy place. The kind of place where you can buy a used VCR or get a haircut for $5.
Well, I cut flat tops, hot tops, afros.
That's Malcolm Nolan, layer, known to his customers as Cold Water.
I cut any style that grow. If you get a horse tail in here and put him where I can reach him with my clippers, I'll cut it.
For the last 15 years, he's been serving up the latest fashions from his cozy barbershop at the back of the flea market. When I ask Nolan if he's got any hot gossip, he points to the colossal concrete warehouse just across the street.
Right now, that's what we're working on. Here about a month ago, they took 5 windows out of there. It looked like I was dreaming, but anyway, I had to hit myself in the forehead about 3 or 4 times to realize that I was not dreaming. That is construction going on.
The warehouse is Sears Crosstown. At 14 stories tall and more than 1.5 million square feet of space, it's one of Memphis's biggest buildings. But it's been empty for 20 years. Now, a group of investors wants to transform the old building into what they're calling a vertical urban village. Here's Todd Richardson, co-director of development at Crosstown Memphis LLC.
A vertical urban village is essentially a neighborhood in 10 floors of the Sears building. Basically, what we're doing is transforming a hub for the distribution of goods into a local heart for the cultivation of well-being.
The 2010 census identifies Crosstown as one of Memphis's most racially diverse neighborhoods, but also one of the poorest. The new Crosstown hopes to change that. The renovated building, a mixed-use collective of businesses and nonprofits, would house vital resources for residents. Dr. Scott Morris is the director of the Church Health Center, a nonprofit that offers free or low-cost health care to uninsured families.
Poverty will beat you down so fast spiritually it will make your head turn, and this has become really where the Church Health Center begins. You know, we are all broken, but it doesn't mean we can't help people become strong in the broken places.
So far, the project has secured $160 million in funding, a combination of private investment, bank loans, tax credits, and grants. The developers want to break ground by March 2014, but in order to do so, they need $15 million in infrastructure improvements from the city, things like street lamps and sidewalks. The Memphis City Council has not yet approved that money, and some question whether or not taxpayers should foot the bill. Joe Sano is the president of Memphis Shelby Inform, a watchdog group that monitors government expenditures.
They ought to take that $15 million, if they can find it, and put it into their unfunded liability of their OPEB plan, because they have made a promise to these retirees, which is a lie.
Developer Todd Richardson counters that the new Crosstown would create more money than it costs. According to an economic impact analysis commissioned by the city of Memphis, the project would inject more than $50 million of construction wages into the local economy. When completed, the building would house more than 800 new jobs and stimulate an additional $7.6 million in consumer spending annually. Back at the flea market, Maddie Rhodes tends to her booth, which she calls Maddie's Tin Can Alley. She sells a little of this and a little of that, but her specialty is vintage cookie tins.
I sell more tins than anything else, but I've got Coca-Cola, odds and ends of collector things, and I've got a lot of Minnie and Mickey.
When it comes to the new Crosstown, Rhodes is a little skeptical. Over the years, she's seen a number of bright-eyed developers go toe-to-toe with the old Sears, and in the end, the building always wins. But she thinks this time might be different.
I really hope it does, you know, come to life and all. I think it would help everybody around in here.
For WKNO News, I'm John Kleiss Minervini.